Can you see the slides now?
Yes.
Not yet. Yes.
I think it's loading. Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm not going to talk a lot today. I hope you've seen the slides. I'm just going to highlight at a high level what is objective of those slides, and I'm going to highlight a few consultation documents that we are planning to publish this year and ask if you have any questions or comments on it. So the reason that we've published this slide is to inform the ITCG, but also other stakeholders that are watching us right now, about the planned changes to the 2020 IFRS taxonomy, and also when we expect to seek input on those changes. Hopefully, if we let our stakeholders know that we are publishing the proposed IFRS taxonomy updates for their input, they can plan their work around it and make sure that they can comment on the proposed changes. So really, I just wanted to stop on this slide for a minute. As you can see, we are planning to publish six consultation documents this year that will be included in the annual 2021 IFRS taxonomy. The first three are related to amendments to IFRS standards. The first one, amendments to IFRS 16, which is designed to help lessees to account for COVID-19 related rent concessions, was published last week. Together with the amendments to IFRS 16, we have published proposed IFRS taxonomy update for public consultation with the comment deadline on 29 June. So if anyone would like to comment, we would be happy to receive the comment. It's a fairly short and straightforward document. The other document that we are planning to publish is amendments to IFRS 17, insurance contracts, and IAS 16, property, plant and equipment. We are planning to publish this document around mid-July. It will be after we publish those two documents, and we expect 60 days comment period. And the last document related to changes to IFRS standards is related to IBOR reform. We are expecting it will be late summer, and it's going to have 30 days comment period. We are planning to publish two documents that we discussed, the proposals we have discussed today. One is related to primary financial statement, and another one related to employee benefits. It's going to be in autumn. We expect 60 days comment period for those documents. And the last one will be related to technology changes. And I think I'll just skip quickly to the last one. I'm not going to go through each one of them. And I just wanted to highlight, because this is something that we haven't discussed yet, the technology changes are going to be improvements resulting from work of the XBRL International, and there will be changes related to specification. We will come back with that topic to the ITCG at a future meeting. So that's it from me. I'll just stop here and ask if you have any questions or comments on it.
Ashok, would you like to make your comment, please?
Sure. So first of all, thank you so much. See you to see everybody well and safe. Thank you all at ISB doing wonderful job. Collectively, you're doing great job. Especially, very pleased to see all this slide where you highlighting milestone, various milestone development of IFRS taxonomy. In my opinion, it's really achieving wonderful system maturity. The comment I'm really wanted to make is really not about ISB, but as the regulators, they should make a note. And my, you know, the in humble opinion, as soon as the IFRS taxonomy become publicly available, I think they should put within their, you know, their timeline, approving and adoptions of IFRS taxonomy. So, for example, if I take example of SEC, 2016 taxonomy, when they approve in March 2017, if you look at 2018 taxonomy, they approved in June 2018. 2019, they approved in March 2019. 2020 taxonomy, no idea. And so, and that would be also will be very, you know, the related with the ESMA and other regulators who are actually listening or watching this particular, you know, the webcast. So I'm just saying that you know, as soon as IFRS taxonomy become public, they should put in within their, you know, the plan adoptions and approval. So thank you, you're doing great job. This particular timeline milestone, fantastic, very good.
Edchuk, this is Julie Mala with the SEC. Thank you for the comment. So we have to work with Edgar Business Office that works on the Edgar system that filers use to submit filings. And they have a pretty strict schedule as to when certain taxonomies are included. And their updates are usually quarterly. So we have monthly calls with ISB team on taxonomy changes and other topics. And consistent with the past, as you noted, when the IFRS team published the annual taxonomy in March, we included it as part of the June Edgar update. And that usually works out for most of the filers, especially if we don't have any other updates later in the year, because the 20F and 40F forms are not due until April of that. And we advertise those updates on our website, SEC LinkedIn, and SEC Twitter, and whatnot. If you have any other comments or feedback on that process, you know, I'm happy to have a call offline.
Yes, I would. Thanks, appreciate Julie. Thank you.
Good, thank you. Suzanne, a question?
Hey, just a quick question. Is it for the technology changes slide? Just sort of wondering, is I know you said you'd bring sort of a discussion of that to the IPCG. Is that discussion in Q1 2021? Are the changes happening before that? And can you say anything more now? And if you can't, you can't. But I just thought I'd ask.
Oh, no, that's okay. I think we are going to bring it pretty soon, again, to kind of develop the proposed IFRS taxonomy. We normally need to take some additional time as well. I think Owen will be leading those discussions, so I'm not sure if Owen would like to say a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I think the intention is to discuss those in July, isn't it? Or if not, then by exchange of documents before then. And they're very minor things. It's not a big technology change. They're updates to more recent XBRL standards, such as the transformation registry and the data type registry. They're quite low level technical things that shouldn't be a big impact, but we just need to mention that we're going to do them.
La, do you have a comment for us?
Thank you, Anne. Yeah, I just want to reflect on the point that Ashok just raised from Australia. Even though XBRL financial reporting is not yet mandated over here, it's still under a voluntary regime. But at ASIC, we have a commitment to quickly review the IFRS taxonomy as soon as it is released by the IFRS Foundation. And we have a time schedule when we will approve and release you know, our version of the IFRS taxonomy in June. You know, so in fact, the 2020 version of the IFRS taxonomy, we will release that in Australia in June this year, just for your information. Thank you.
Thank you for that update, Bin La. And Anna would like to talk to us as well.
Thank you, Anne. I wanted to take this opportunity to also provide an answer to Ashok and maybe some clarity to everyone who may be interested in that. ESMA, in fact, starts the process of update the RTS UNICEF as soon as the foundation publishes the update to the taxonomy. So we started that in March, and we aim to publish draft regulatory technical standards to update the RTS UNICEF in the following 2 months. So this year's update, just like last year's, is expected before the end of June. However, it is difficult to say when that can turn into law because there is a number of actors involved in this process. So ESMA propose draft updates to the RTS, and then it is for the European Commission, the Council and the Parliament to turn that into law. So there is a 3 months adoption period for the European Commission, which is followed by a further 3 months non-objection period from Council and Parliament. Therefore, ESMA's timeline aims to provide an indication that the new the legal text will be updated, but certainty only comes when the text is published into the official journal of the EU. Normally this year, we should also be able to get that published before the end of the year. However, I do appreciate the importance of being clear. However, the timeline suddenly become more difficult to stick to when there are so many stakeholders involved. So ESMA, at ESMA, we aim to incorporate the updates as soon as the foundation makes them public. So it takes a couple of months for the internal processes, so around mid-June every year. But for the taxonomy to be turned into law and be mandatory, it takes a bit longer, and more stakeholders are involved too. But thank you for your comment.
Thanks, Anna. Any more comments from any members? Isa, any final comments from you?
Yes, I just wanted to highlight that it might be useful to say that the amendments to IFRS standards, to IFRS 16 and IBOR reform, we are actually thinking about publishing the final update before the annual IFRS taxonomy in case people would be interested in applying the amendments and the amendments to the IFRS taxonomy quicker than at the end of the year, if it will be possible. We are giving that possibility because we know that the standards could be effective quicker. Thank you.
Okay. John, do you wish to speak to your comment?
I'm a bit conscious of the time, Anne, but just to say that clearly, I mean, just from the demonstration from the different securities regulators on the line just then, jurisdiction by jurisdiction implementation will involve some local nuances, whether it's technology issues or legal issues. But the overall thrust and the overall work of the foundation in integrating the taxonomy work with standard setting and integrating the timelines in the fashion that you guys have been doing, I think is really helpful. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, on that positive note, I'll bring the meeting to a close. I'd like to thank all the members for their contribution across this long meeting. I've already thanked the staff for their detailed work on their papers. I want to thank them again for bringing us such high quality papers to discuss. And I really like to thank the members for all their contributions today, because I know it really helps the staff so much to hear. So I do thank you all for your time. I know your time is valuable, and I know these meetings are not the easiest way to do things. So I look forward to our next face-to-face meeting that hopefully, by some miracle, it is face-to-face. But in the meantime, we'll get back to you for feedback on this meeting. We'll also get back to you about other issues that we need to work on, and whether, you know, the other consultations that we will make with you prior to our next face-to-face meeting. So thank you, everybody, and good day and good evening.
Thank you so much. You.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.